All right. What are we doing this time, Cole?
Well, I want you to follow me through this garden path behind my house.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's nice.
I didn't know about your secret garden.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's, yeah, I try not to publicize it too much. So we go into the shed. All right. Wait a second. Watch your step here. It's pretty dark. I'll turn on a light.
This is less charming, Cole.
Yeah. So you'll notice I've got newspapers tied up to the wall, just tacked up there. And a large amount of colored string connecting each of them. Gary, I found a pattern.
Yeah,
I found a pattern that can point out what our next game is, and it's gonna blow your mind, man.
This looks like the beginning of a series of conversations that ends with you telling me how envious you are of my life. And me getting really wrathful. Like,
oh, don't worry. It's much more benign. You'll notice that it's all the life section.
Oh, okay. Not the death section. not the weekend murder.
No, not the weekend murder. So, oh, that's okay, silly, well, Gary. Yeah. So if my examinations of The Catcher in the Rye are correct, the game that we're playing this week is Spellcraft for the SNES. Gary, your balloon's leaking. Your balloon's leaking.
Fuck!
Oh, it popped. How, no matter what, we can't not do a sketch.
Yeah, that is true. One thing I was thinking about this, and this actually will be, I mean, you don't have to cut this off. It's abject suffering. Don't cut anything out. That's what I was going to say, is don't get too super edity with these we're releasing them to people. Yeah.
This has an entirely different ethic than WAF. So.
YOLO! hashtag whatever, bro. It's abject suffering.
I went back and I played Frog Fractions, and one of the one of the answers in the trial is YOLO.
Well, in addition to that, my name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
You're listening to Abject Suffering, the not new but newly released show from the makers of Watch Out for Fireballs.
Yes, we have flung the doors wide open.
Chat.
The pitch. It's yeah. Duck Feed. It's the new Duck Feed property.
Yes.
It is the show where you suggest terrible games and then we play them. Why are you doing this to us?
Yep. And this time we are playing, for the second time on the show, we're playing something so bad that it didn't get released.
Yeah.
Yep.
Was that the... So you told me not to do research on this before we recorded, and I went on Wikipedia, because you said Wikipedia is okay, and I saw that.
There's nothing there.
Yeah, true.
Like, it's all about a version of this game that doesn't exist.
Right.
There's specifically some cut content in this game that I want to talk about. I'm saving it, though.
Oh, okay.
Because there's very little about this game. Spellcraft for the SNES. Like, there is... I was trying to do research, and even down to trying to find like a fact of how to play it.
Yeah.
And that all of that doesn't exist. So some, you know, hero out there needs to, you know, sit down and write a fact for this game.
Oh yeah. Can we bomb the, no.
The game facts requested facts thing.
Yeah. Can we get that to the top of the list?
In all seriousness, like, I should go on there and do a $5 bounty.
Oh yeah.
Since they have that bounty program. Yeah. Somebody wants to sit down and, like, I'll put somebody through that much shit.
For $5?
$5? Yeah, it's like the fucking Roman games. Like, let's get entertained by some asshole, like, struggling to figure this stuff out. Somebody's beat it because it's a video game, right? Like, somebody has likes this game, defends it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, this is somebody's, like, you know, not white whale. It's our white whale.
It's somebody's regular whale.
Yeah, it's somebody's regular whale, full of delicious, delicious
regular whale.
Regular. Oh. Yeah, but yeah, I don't even know how you would find out about this. Like,
Yeah.
It's real obscure.
It was hidden from a public site. I wasn't in my, like, I had to download it. It wasn't in my, like, gigantic collection of ROMs that I have for this.
Gary,
I don't really, well, actually, when we did Spellcraft, I decided to dig up my SNES and then go to a series of, like, game developer garage sales to see if I can find the prototype version of it.
You got seven copies of Stadium games and the Sega Pluto.
I didn't emulate this, but yeah, no, I emulated it. But it wasn't included because it's not a game. It's a unreleased, like, not even like a port, like a conversion of a DOS game.
Yeah, yeah, by the same name. Obscure.
Yeah. Already obscure. Developed by ASCII Entertainment.
Right.
Developers of such famous games as...
the Home Improvement game?
Whoa, are you serious?
No, you went...
Okay. Okay. I got real excited there for a second. The developer, ASCII Software, you can't even click on their name in Wikipedia.
Oh yeah!
Like they just came and went.
They don't pass notability standards.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly.
About as sad as it gets, I think.
Yeah, there's no. They joined the ranks of such obscure properties as the Kittenauer public access thing, and watch out for fireballs as not having Wikipedia entries.
Oh yeah.
Did I ever tell you about that Kittenauer thing real quick?
Go ahead.
When I first moved to Portland, I was really excited about having access to public access.
Oh, right.
Television, because I hadn't before. I hadn't lived in a city. And most of it, surprisingly, is amateur wrestling. Like, backyard wrestling is, like, the shit on public access TV in Portland.
Okay.
But there was, every once in a while, there was this show of this woman who lived in kind of, like, a nice country-style house.
Okay.
Had a backyard where she would let her kittens, like, frolic, and then would give them little narratives with her voice.
Oh, so it was, like, Meerkat Manor, but with cat. So it was Cat Manor.
Yeah, like Cat Manor, like Milo and Otis, but and they're just kittens, so they're not, following traditional story arcs. Like, they're just like looking at one another and then sometimes like laying down.
Sometimes going to sleep.
And then this woman would just narrate and had different voices for each one.
Oh no.
And it was just her behind the camera, and that was it for a half hour. No title, no credits. Like, every once in a while this would pop up for exactly 30 minutes of this like lady just like, "Do you mind if I sit down here?" "Not at all, pumpkins," just kittens being polite to one another outside in the summer.
That's funny.
It was awesome.
"Perchance I shall examine this dandelion."
"This smells strange. Oh, look at that."
Like,
I'm a funny idiot.
And like cats, they just don't do anything really except for just like mill about.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. My cat's easy as shit.
Yeah. That's, man, I wonder if there's public access here. I don't think there is.
I bet you there is. Cincy?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, you just have to find it. Like, you'll at least have some weird local shit on your WTTW.
Oh, yeah.
Anywho, so the they just came and went. They're like the kitten narration of video games.
Right.
And this is so the original sounds kind of cool. The original sounds like kind of a populace.
Yeah, game. Yeah.
Yeah. Not that populace is really playable now, but like at least it's something interesting.
Something in principle that is more interesting than what we actually got.
Yeah, this is really excruciating. Did you ever play The Immortal?
No, I did not.
Excuse me. This is a little bit like The Immortal, in that like the perspective and then the combat system is a little bit like The Immortal.
Okay. Also awful?
The Immortal is like devilishly hard. Mm-hmm. It's like a weird PC, console port from a PC. You can kind of respect The Immortal, but it is really devilishly hard.
Right.
In like a way that's not as like this is hard because it's broken and impossible. The Immortal is hard in the way like the Temple of Elemental Evil is hard.
Right.
Like, you need to drop 6 stones before you enter this door, otherwise you get set on Skullfire.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in this, like, it's like if they took the navigation from Toe Jam and Earl and made it crappy, and then also the combat from Punch Out and then just made it the worst possible version of that. That's like what you
combat,
get.
It's like the combat from Punch Out, except that like, so use the D-pad to attack.
Yeah, hold up
dodge?
To attack.
Yeah. Okay. okay. And then the dodging, like I figured out each enemy has two different attacks and you're supposed to dodge one way or the other for each attack.
Right, which but like the
gigantic trolls, it doesn't work. Like those gigantic trolls, no matter which way you dodge, they hit you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the ones with the maces or the morning stars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the big ones. I only ran into three different enemies and I could kill two of them, but the gigantic trolls I could not kill because it doesn't matter which way you dodge.
Right.
They just hit you.
Yeah.
That's it.
So who knows if that's by design or just because like the funding got pulled before they could playtest that enemy.
That's my guess, is that it's supposed to, because he has two, it's the same as every other character. Mm-hmm. But like the combat in this game, like even if you figured it out and it worked, it's so fucking like, so as far as I can tell in this game, like what you're supposed to do is like your weird like barfly, like poodle haired barfly. It's like what the doctor from Captain Novelin does at night. It's like that is like your that magelet.
Oh, you mean lady? you mean Garwayan?
Is that her name?
No, yeah, I think it's a dude. But, he looks like he belongs on the side.
I'm talking about the lady, the modern lady with the tank.
The lady type. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Lady type.
I don't know
the lady type Pokemon.
Yes. Along with Jinx. Yes.
The Jinx like tells you, you know, she's been practicing, you know, witchcraft and magic for a long time, and just tells you the reagents you need for a spell.
Yeah.
And then you kill guys and you get a random amount of some reagents.
Right. And you can't check. Did you find a way to check what you actually had?
You can. You hit a select, you know, go into like a kind of an inventory.
Yeah. Never saw anything in there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's well, did you get anything?
Yeah, yeah, I killed like five enemies.
Measure my EPing against yours in Spellcraft, but yeah, it's on the left there, on the left of the screen. Okay. Yeah. But and that's it. And then you get the first spell you get is like this transport you back home spell, like which is super boring. Like if you play, can you remember a game in which you play like that's supposed to be clearly be like a power narrative, and you start out like this absolutely worthless and shitty.
No, like
you're like sub, like, yeah, like sub Metroid, sub Deus Ex, like sub, like any of those games where it's kind of about you getting more powerful. Like you are so terrible.
Well, let's be fair. If you were being trained as a wizard, they would not teach you Fireball immediately. They want to throw some bullshit at you to make sure. Right. It's like
there are zero level spells that are like, you could at least learn, you know,
you can learn prestigitation.
Yeah, prestidigitation and the you know, cold ray, all that shit.
Yeah.
There are zero level spells you could learn, man, that would be useful in fighting these, you know, death head demons.
So for your first five levels in this, you're a Wiccan who can just kind of pray for more rain.
Yeah, exactly. You have exactly as much magical power as somebody who is sympathetic about Hurricane Katrina. Like that is the agency you have to supernaturally affect the world, which is zero. And if only you could like donate money to these enemies
and then
affect real change. Like I want to go to these, you know, Nazgul schools and figure out what's causing them to do this. Like let's attack the source of the problem.
Yeah, give them some homes, give them a sense of purpose. Is there an after school program for Nazguls? No, that's a shame. They're gonna start spray painting and doing drugs.
Yeah, exactly. And hitting you in the face with like a...
with their own head.
Yeah, with their own head, which is awesome, to be fair. Like, that is really cool.
Yeah.
In like four frames of animation.
Yeah. Like, I'm kind of impressed by the size of the sprites, you know, on some of these things. Like, a lot of care obviously went into them, even if they're not like aesthetically that cool. But it's so inconsistent.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real ugly game. We're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, though. Tell us a little bit about the plot, Cole.
Yeah, so you are a magician named Robert who is under the tutelage of Garwayan. There are two worlds. It's kind of like a precursor to the longest journey. What is the one name, like Valor or Valor or something like
it's
that?
It's like excuse me.
It's that fantasy trope where like the world is named after like some principle. So
like cars, like a Ford Integra.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's the same principle.
Yeah. So you are going between Earth and the Dodge Intrepid.
Yeah, exactly. Honorarium. The Dodge Honorarium.
And there is about to be a balance of magic. Mm-hmm. Because the magic is leaving the Dodge Intrepid and coming to Earth. And so you are able to grab that wave runner and learn magic in order to fight off the ancient evil that has awakened.
The important thing you're missing is you've been tricked to this.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You receive a letter from like a relative in England who says to meet you at Stonehenge, and then you just get sucked into the skeleton world.
Yeah. No, you get sucked into a world where like Stonehenge is basically like 7-Eleven. There are just Stonehenges everywhere.
Yeah, multiple henges.
Yes.
Yeah, so like you're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, this is a terrible thing to do to poor Robert. And then you're told to, like, you know, you meet the like Sharon Stone character.
Selena again, who looks like, so Gerwan looks like he should be painted on the side of a van.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
And then Selena looks like a digitized sprite from a casino game.
That's exactly. Or like the night doctor from Captain Nova. Same big poodle haircut.
I prefer the Vegas games approach.
Yeah, she does look specifically like a Vegas game.
A Vegas game.
If you speaking of side of a van, like, have you seen the cover of this game?
Yes,
I guess it's real side of a van.
Yeah, it looks like it should be like on some like the on a packet of third rate trading cards.
Like those D&D second edition cards that had all the spell effects and stuff. Those things are awesome. So you have to go around and just kind of get this, but in the beginning part, every like two steps you're getting interrupted by narration.
Yeah, like narration, like, that you have to scroll.
Yeah, if you hit A like you would to go through dialogue, you're playing a video game.
You miss
tons of it, which is fine because it's awful.
Right. It's as dumb as it can be.
Yeah.
And like it does nothing to sort relevant information out of the bullshit.
Yep.
So like when somebody's presenting you with a list of anything, for God's sake, put bullet points on it and make it separate and like draw attention to it, because otherwise it just looks like prose.
Like, yeah. Yep. And in this fast go busy world of spellcraft, like, I'm going to skim busy. That shit. It's go busy as shit, and I'm gonna skim it.
And so I'm sitting down and like taking careful, close notes, not knowing if I'm gonna have to remember this bullshit at the end.
But there's no, like, that would be, having a list of things to do is only relevant if specific actions will result in you acquiring those items.
Mm-hmm.
But you have no control over, like, it's not like certain enemies will give you certain things. Like, it's not even like a World of Warcraft, give me 4 boar tails.
Right.
Kind of thing. It's just go kill enemies until you randomly get enough blue potions that turn into candles in your inventory, and the demands are really high. Like, one of the things you need 12 of, right? Like, do you remember? Like, do you have your list?
Let me see here. I only have a list for the return home or whatever it is.
That's the only one that I got to too, because they won't tell you about any other ones until you finish that one.
I found one that was different, but it was like in a puzzle. Right. So you need powders, jewels, and candles in 3, 5, or 7. So I don't know where you pick up powders, jewels, or candles, but you need
you get them from enemies.
Well, yeah, but just kind of yeah. So for return home, you need 3 candles, 5 stones, and 7 jewels.
Yeah.
Oh, so I guess there are only 3 ingredients that you just pick up.
Yeah. So you should just constantly be grinding against these guys in this like really boring hard combat. I kind of like your little like pugil stick.
Yeah, you're walking around with one of the joust sticks from American Gladiators.
Yeah, it's like a giant Q-tip, and you're just kind of like bopping guys on the head. Like, it looks like someone's working out their anger in therapy. It's like that kind of device.
It works better if you take the Nerf off.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're trying to kill this ogre. You're not just trying to make him take a timeout, even though that does play into our like youth center thing. He's trying to pass by them. Can I tell you my 2 favorite things about this game, and then we'll wrap up with the cut content thing. But then I want to examine more of these notes, because one of the things that I like about this show is that you take a similar approach that you do to a real game. So like, I like the idea of you ending up with these notes that are just, you know, like, skeleton warrior, weak 2 hits in head, ogre, cannot dodge, like.
I can't not have a notebook open in front of me, Gary.
I like it.
Yeah. I'm going to need a new one.
Sometime you're going to die, and I'm going to have to track down your killer with those. Like, just like, what was Cole investigating at the time of his murder?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm contemplating auctioning it off, but like, I don't know if I would want to like be separate of it. So, yeah.
So the 2 favorite things about this game is, one, your life meter is set up as you, them.
Yeah.
That's great.
That is wonderful.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like pretty much just sorts you into two categories, like you and skeletons. And you just want to know how much life you have and how much life them have.
Yeah. So life bars and also an LCD sound system song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then when you die the first time, the wizard brings you back to life. When you die the second time, you go to hell.
Yeah, which is like something out of which is exactly like something out of Planescape, which is a gray, lifeless world that is full of skeletons.
There's
I mean, is paved with skeletons. The ground is skeletons.
It is everything. It's a skull based economy. The Disney's Hercules game for PlayStation, which plays a lot like Zombies Ate My Neighbors, had something like this, where when you died, you went to Hades and you had to try to get your way out.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time you died, you got further and further away from the exit, which that's badass. That's a really mm-hmm. cool idea.
Yeah.
This one, you just wander forever. Like, did you get out of hell?
No. Like, that was the last thing that I did before I got fed up. Or when I got fed up, I decided, okay, I'm going to die. And then you know, get killed again here.
I love the giant skulls that shoot the flames out of their eyes.
Yeah.
And hell, like, speaking of like awesome metal cover Van Scrawl stuff.
Oh yeah.
This game does good in that respect.
Yes, it does. Except it's really inconsistent about what it chooses to outline, what it chooses to digitize, like what felt like it was crafted and what felt like it was acquired. It was really, really inconsistent. I know I'm holding it to a standard that is not realistic, but
you're holding it to a standard that games get held to.
Oh, it thinks it's people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. What other notes do you have?
Let's see here. I have Robert, Garwayan. I have 50 style pile up, which is what I just wrote there. Mm-hmm. A balance of magic. Garwayan looks like he belongs on the side of a van. Selena the hottie, I have that recipe. Another recipe, and then finally I wrote, there should be a chick tract about this. Because it is teaching you magic. It is saying, in order to return home, all you have to do is get sulfur, jewels, and goblets.
That makes me think of somebody like, what if there was one person, and I have a good idea who it might be, given the secret thing I'm going to tell you about, who got super obsessed with this and then sets up his basement as this fucking hell dungeon.
Yeah.
And then says look, kid, in order to return home, you need to find seven candles, six jewels and three piles of powder.
Okay.
And then just opens up all of his fucking traps and lets his friends down there. I'm just imagining this something about when you just said return home made me think I went real dark with it in my head.
Oh yeah.
If you want to get home, this is what it takes.
Answer me these riddles three.
Answer me these riddles 16.
Yeah.
Find me down, these trinkets three.
Down the chute you go.
Yeah. It's super, super terrible.
Yeah.
I didn't get very far. I couldn't get the first spell. Did you get any spells?
Nope. So I never got to see what the combat looks like when you have more than just bonk as your verb.
Who even knows what button would do it? I mean, it would take you'd just be pounding on everything to try to get. Did you figure out, because you hold down the buttons and you get that meter that fills up? Did you figure out what that is?
No. I figured. Well, I tried to do attack with various states of the meter being full or empty. I think you have to have a full meter to attack. So that means there is no reason not to just always hold that button.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be like a rudimentary endurance system. So you can't once you attack, does it drains, or once you get to the top.
There are so many spells, Gary.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one thing they took. I was looking on GameFAQs, and there is a spell FAQ. There's not a how to play, but there's somebody just copied stuff from the PC version.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely.
Right. Yeah. There's bridge, muck to stone.
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah. Classic D&D muck to stone.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got all this muck laying around. You got to do something with it.
There's mud to stone. There is a D&D spell that does that, I think.
Huh.
Or they're reversible. That's something they took out of D&D that's kind of a shame. In second edition, when things were reversible.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, you could do stone to flesh, or there which I was no one of them with is gonna get paralyzed, but you could reverse it. And do flesh to stone and stuff. It was neat.
So that's all my notes.
So this game, developed by ASCII Entertainment. written by Scott Nelson and Jeff Davies. In the game, hidden in the ROM is a bevy of secret messages.
Oh, no.
That are pretty great. Okay, like, the first one is just like a big thank you to a bunch of people.
to nobody in particular.
No. Like, not just like, yeah, thanks. I work at ASCII Software.
It's like, they're closing us down.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently we were a money laundering operation.
Well, not the case. These are some real innocent, hopeful people who wrote this game.
Oh, no.
So it's like, thanks to his friends and family, and just names them. His dog, Alex, and stuff. It's pretty cute. Okay. Second message. I would like to take a minute and thank KDG for all the sacrifices she has made for me. I'm really grateful you allowed me to pursue my dreams, or peruse my dreams, and leave after 5 years together. Your unselfishness can never be repaid, but I want you to know I'm sorry for what I put you through. I still love you. I hope you and Paul have a great life together and a wonderful marriage, if it happens.
Oh my God.
Isn't that the saddest fucking thing you've ever heard in your life?
That
this guy put this message in Spellcraft for the SNES?
Oh no, Gary.
Is that mind blowing?
That.
Okay, ready? You ready for more?
No. Is it worse?
Yep. Well, not worse, but it definitely, there's more of this. Secret message number 3. This is Bonnie M., the woman I should have married. But because of my stupidity and fear of commitment, I have lost her forever. Bonnie, you are the greatest woman I've ever dated. Best of friends, what more could I want? I'm again sorry for what I've done to us and will regret it the rest of my life. I hate making mistakes. I love you, Bonnie.
This is...
It's incredible. Like, so those are two different ladies they're referred to. There's KDG and Bonnie M. So it's either everyone on the dev team is fucking depressed as shit, or every woman that ever dumped this guy, he decides to
gets an epitaph. Gets
an epitaph in this video. For the SNES.
That never came out. So really the only mystery here is whether or not there's one or two bodies hanging from the rafter in this studio.
Yeah.
Or was in 1995 when they closed.
Man, maybe it's like that Cowboy Outlaw thing with that corpse that turned up in the funhouse. Like, if you actually like were touring the studio, you'd be like, well, those are the two famous, like mannequin horror props we have. And then you'd move one of them and it'd break his arm and show bone and find a suicide note. It would just be this cryptic note written in blood that was like, play spellcraft.
Leaving you as my biggest mistake, Bonnie.
Yeah. Isn't that fucking amazing, though?
That is like, you have to have empathy, but just for real.
I definitely feel bad, but what an inappropriate. It's like that guy from that last game where his aunt died. Like, I'm not happy his aunt died, but choose a goddamn appropriate medium for your grief.
Exactly.
Like, this is the least appropriate.
This game fact is for my great aunt Mabel.
Yeah, exactly. Glory
to God in the highest.
This secret message in the code of Spellcraft is for these two lost loves.
Are there more?
Yep. They're not more of those, though. Like, these are the ones from the rest of the people. Like, there's this some goofy quotes from them. Like, it looks like they're all just having fun. Like, one of them's like, I gotta go, I'm gonna get in trouble. And what's Justin doing back? I thought we said no, signed Chip K. But they all do kind of refer, a couple of them refer to people getting fired on the team. So Mike M says, and then there were none. And then, what's Justin doing back? Like, he was gone. D Crisis says conformity is its own punishment. Invisibility would be nice if it worked. I bet you that was the guy with the lost loves.
Oh.
And then, we cracked the candy machine. Free food for everyone. Like, there's this weird mix between like really depressing and really innocent.
Right.
There's two more things.
Okay.
Message number 5 is just this. It says, some of our favorite things, ... Multiplayer video games, basketball, Desmond's blue hair, regular and diet Mountain Dew soda, caffeine, the San Jose Sharks, roller hockey, animation festivals, computer animation, our top 10 list, opera night at Scott's favorite Italian restaurant. I just saw Italian and started going, Scott's Italian.
Scott's a bosh.
Sushi, free lunches, frat boy, ASCII pad and super advantage controllers, aw, and you for playing our game. Thank you. A promotional fee has been paid by ASCII Entertainment Software Incorporated.
This, if this happened today, this is like an IGF winner.
Yeah.
Like, it, you put out, like, a Frog Fractions-esque terrible game experience, but hidden are these little threads that lead into this, the pictures of the developers' lives.
Yep.
Like, you couldn't write something more fascinating than that. Because that gives such a good picture of, like, collectively what they hold important, and then the deep, dark insides of whoever was responsible for putting that in.
Yeah. Yeah, like there's tons of character to like these developers. Yeah. I thought about that. I also thought of this as being like a real good like internet horror fiction kind of thing.
Oh yeah,
as like this slowly gets darker and darker.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, for some reason, one of the hexes, there's a direct copy of every single stage name from Smash TV. And I looked at it. I'm like, yep, these are the names for Smash TV.
Yeah,
Mutoid Man, Crowd Control, Total Carnage, Defend Me, Turtle Nearby. Like Cobra Death, Last Arena, Walls of Pain. Like this is all of them. Mm-hmm. Almost enough keys. Eat My Eyeballs, Pleasure Dome, not enough keys. Cobra Pain Ahead. These are like real weird.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? Still rivers run deep, Cole.
Yeah, no, there's a lot happening here.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't even know.
I hate making mistakes. I love you, Bonnie.
I don't even know. Like I'm looking at the discussion board on GameFAQs about this, and like I can't top that. I think that's the note we go out on.
Yeah, yeah. This is definitely the saddest episode of Abject Suffering.
Man, I really hope Bonnie and Mike are happy, and that this guy managed to somehow move on.
I bet you this guy probably moved on. I bet you Bonnie and Mike. I don't know. I don't have high hope for any of these people.
Yeah, well, Bonnie and Mike, they probably have like two kids together, but they got divorced, so now they had like a rough custody battle, but
yep. And you can learn all about it in Simon the Sorcerer for SNES. Follow our dramatic adventures in the netcode of Bubsy 3D.
Who suggested this game, Gary?
This was suggested by Vivian.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Vivian. Yep. And also, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, totally go fuck yourself. Yes. Like, how did you even find this?
Yeah. Oh, man. But actually, thank you, because I don't know. Like, I feel like my life is richer for knowing that secret text exists.
It really saved it, because when I was, like, playing this game, I'm like, man, there's not very much to talk about this. And it's generic fantasy, and it's impossible to get anywhere in it. And then this happened.
This wonderful thing happened. Yep.
This wonderful mistake.
Oh, so what are we doing next week, Gary?
Next episode, we are doing, The Uncanny X-Men for NES, suggested by Murph Murphy. Yeah, yipes.
Do we want to do one that's after that? Do we want to get two games ahead, or?
Let's not announce 2 days ahead. We'll announce it in the next episode.
Okay.
We'll keep it fast and loose.
Cool. All right. So, well, yeah, we should be on iTunes by the time this comes out, hopefully. Ratings, reviews, blah, blah, blah. Normal admin, we don't want to deluge you with that. This is a short...
Yeah, this is... We don't do that in this show.
We don't do that.
All the rules are off.
Yeah.
Review whatever you want. Rate whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, do it.
I don't care. Life is meaningless without her.
I've got some phone calls to make.
Yeah, I know. Everyone, tell the people you love that you love them. Using your voice.
Yes.
And do it today so you don't regret it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't become like ASCII software.
Yeah, I'm going to go on a high fidelity journey of introspection.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So until next time.
Praise the sun.
So the world might be mended.